This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
It's day 50. We've made it to Papua New Guinea and the capital city of Port Moresby. People here seem to be wearing masks. I think there's some kind of festival going on. Anyway, this is where we're getting our yacht properly fixed. It needs to be good enough for the next part of our journey. We've decided to sail in a straight line across the Pacific Ocean and then... Well, we're taking a shortcut through the Panama Canal. It's a long, long way, so we need plenty of supplies. But there's a problem. What's wrong, Sophia? You look a bit worried.
Well, I've got all our supplies. Milk, water, bread, tea, bird food for the parrot... But I haven't got any money to pay for them. We left Santa May in such a rush that I didn't bring any.
Don't worry. Here, use my credit card.
They don't take credit cards here, just cash.
Oh really? Well, I don't have much cash either. We could get some wired over to us, or maybe Passepartout.
Well, don't look at me. I haven't got any cash. I've just used all my money to buy this savvy mask. Isn't it beautiful? Real work of art. You need to collect one for your challenge, don't you?
Yes, I do. Well done. Well, if we haven't got any cash, then we'll have to sell some of our things.
How about the parrot?
We can't do that. I've given it a name. Piggy.
That's such a nice name, Sophia. So no, we cannot sell Peggy. I'll find some books and clothes and things to sell. We've made some money and we've got some food and drink. We even had some money left over to buy some lobsters and wine. I'm going to cook a slap-up meal for the crew. But not yet. I'm going to wait until we've sailed for a few days and we're all feeling a bit tired. So off we go again. Let's hope the wind is behind us.
Right. Shall we take turns to work and sleep? This time, two people can stay on deck while one of us sleeps. The parrot can do what he wants. We don't want any more little accidents, do we, Sophia?
Ha ha, very funny. Look, I'll get the sails up. With this wind behind us, we should make up some time. Just steer us in the right direction. And Phil, are you okay down there in the galley?
Oh, yes. Fine, I'm just cooking us something special to say thank you for all your hard work.
You know the way to a woman's heart is through her stomach.
Those lobsters we bought getting a bit old. Maybe we should eat the parrot instead.
Everyone is tucking into my meal of boiled lobster, fried potatoes and a pineapple salad with white wine to drink. For dessert, I'm serving up fresh coconut. It's amazing what you can cook in such a small kitchen. I'm quite pleased with myself, and they seem to be enjoying it, but of course, Passepartout is complaining again. As usual.
An interesting meal, Phil. But was the lobster cooked properly? It had a funny taste, and... To be honest, I'm feeling rather sick.
Too much wine, I expect.
He's right, Phil. There was something funny. I'm going to be sick.
Oh dear. I feel fine, but that's because there wasn't enough lobster for me to eat. Are you both okay?
No.
Take charge. You need to sail the yacht.
Food poisoning? I've made the crew ill, and I'm the only person well enough to sail the yacht. Now stay calm, Phil. I can do this. I can do this. Peggy, do you know how to sail? Of course not. You're a parrot. Right, I'm going east and heading for land at 17 degrees south, 149 degrees west. There's a dirty mark on the map, so I can't see what the place is called. Oh no, the weather is getting stormy, but I can do this. I need to show Sophia and Passepartout I can sail this yacht by myself, so here goes.
Ah, Passepartout, how are you feeling?
A little better. Sophia's in the toilet. She's still feeling bad. Oh, well done for sailing the yacht.
Oh, it's quite easy with a bit of practice. But the wind's getting stronger and there's a storm coming. Could you help move some of the sails around, please?
I'm afraid I can't.
Well, hold on tight, everyone. I'm going to have to do this alone. I think I can see land, but... Oh, no, I can see some rocks, too. Maybe I should just close my eyes.
Phil, pull that rope there.
How did I end up in this situation? I'm sailing a yacht by myself. In a storm. I'm going to hit the rocks, I'm sure I am. First I poisoned the crew, now I'm going to drown them too. I don't know, where is this harbour? Oh, I want to go home.